So we are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Rish Mem Dalad, which Malachas cared a non-Jew do for a Jew, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Mechab is talking about the halacha of kablanas, setting a certain price, so when the non-Jew is doing it, he's doing it for himself, even if he's doing it on Shabbos, permitted. When do we say this? We say it when he's doing it discreetly, not everyone knows. If it was known that it's a Jew, then it's forbidden because the one who sees him doing it doesn't know that you were katzatz. He's going to say that that person hired a non-Jew to do the melacha of Shabbos. So therefore, if he makes up to do a work on his courtyard or his wall or to harvest, so we said if it's within the tchum of where people live, it's forbidden to them to do work because of those who see, they're not going to know that you're pasah. Right on, even if he lives between non-Jews, you have to be concerned with the guests that come over there or to his family members, they're going to suspect him. As Mechaber continues, says him, this is two lines up from on page 8. Now, if the work was out of the city limits that a person could walk on Shabbos, so no one's going to see on Shabbos. There's also no other city within the tchum of the place where he's doing his malacha, the non-Jew. So Mutter then permitted because, again, no, the whole concern is Marasayim. And now there's no Marasayim because no one's going to see him. If a non-Jew gathers the sheep of a Jew to make a deer for his field and to fertilize it, says Rama, only come on, sip your doubt. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sip cut in your base. There's also no other city even within the tchum of that place. What then same thing is kishadarsham is Yehudi b'teichat tchum shabalacha. Same thing is if there'd be any Jew that lives within the tchum of that work that's being done. There's also forbidden, and he should command to the non-Jew before Shabbos not to do it on Shabbos. Shasharati Nois Tess says, because most definitely that one person does not need less than the concern of other guests, which Ram already says is a valid concern. Sivkat and Yud Gimel. But if you don't, if it's out of the tchum and there's no one there, so then Mutter submitted the Sulakim Shemar Sain. Now there's no more concern of appearance of wrongdoing. And Be'etzim, when the non-Jew is doing the effort, but the day Ketorach is doing it for himself. We said that it really should be permitted, just that people might not know this. What's explained from this sieve, Muchach Zavi is to us, Liska and Yehudi Bekablon, is you're not allowed to hire a non-Jew with a contract, Lafana Zivle Mechatzer, to get rid of the garbage from his courtyard. Waste of Shabbos, and he does it on Shabbos. The Mesakin Achatzim is because he's remedying the courtyard as he's doing this for Mechal Melech is Mechuber, and that's included in any work that's done on Karko or something that's attached to the ground, where everybody knows that it's the Jews, and not everyone's going to know that it's done Mekablanus, which we said that's the halacha that was saying in the Sif, which the Issa Marasayan applies. As a Ketin Daf, hey, the Yesh Mekhaim says in Mishnah Berurah, Shnegin had that there are some places that the custom is to permit it. The Sachra, Lika Chazel, Merchayiv, to hire a non-Jew to take the garbage from the street, even though he does it on Shabbos, because from the time of the Magram says the reason is that when it's something that it's a communal thing, we don't suspect that they're doing it prohibitively, and rather they're doing it in a permitted way. But actually, to do it on hired labor for that day, obviously that's forbidden because that's not the marasayin that you have by kablanas. It's an actual isra of amir la'akim, which obviously is asa. However, the later authorities, they contest his reasoning. But their opinion is, and it doesn't make a difference in Ram Liyachad, between the public or an individual. It is a problem. He himself writes at the end, if it's a place where the custom is not to permit it in the street, one should not be lenient. I am time to look up at his reasoning. That there's a desecration of God's name regarding this. Like we mentioned later on, what's the Chil Hashem? Now, moreover, even if you're going to say the that by a public, there's no suspicion. Still, the Magen agrees that in lahat to live in this place, Knesset b'Shabbos and Kablanos. One should not permit to build a shul on Shabbos with a Kablanos, with a contractual agreement of a finished product. Because in our time, where our neighbors, the non-Jews, they are not manichim b'shumadim lasim locha b'fahes b'mchakim. They don't permit any person to do any malacha explicitly out in the public on their holiday. There's a desecration of God's name. If we let people do malacha for us on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, many are right. If there is a concern, that if we don't let the non-Jew build the shul on Shabbos, that maybe the shul is never going to be built. Then you're allowed to let the non-Jew build it when it's bekablonis, because then be'etzim really is permitted, because when he's doing it, he's really doing it for himself, because he just has to give you a finished product. The whole problem is that there's marasai, and it looks like that you're asking to do it on Shabbos, so you're allowed to in that situation. As long as it's publicized, that everybody knows that the building of the shul is done with kablonis. Siv Beis, says the Mechaber. Some of the deer shoes have deer shoe number 8. We said that you can't hire a non-Jew to clear away the garbage from your courtyard on Shabbos. So deer shoe number 8 brings that this issue, right, Tzachai Adam, is because of Melachas Abayna, meaning when he's clearing out the garbage from the courtyard, that's considered like being misakin, like building. However, regarding a person that brings earth Erev Shabbos to his house, and he designates a corner where to put the earth, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Mishnah Ches, that this earth is not Mukta, and you're allowed to do all your needs. The Mishnah writes over there, and you take the earth, you should be careful to take it evenly so that you don't make a pit. So it sounds like that even though when you take it, even without making a pit, that even though you're straightening out the ground of the house and you're fixing it, that would not be a problem of Isser Baina. The reason for this is different. The Kalkel Shabbos writes that since the earth is not bottled to the Karka the Bayis, because you brought it into your house to do what your needs are, so taking it is not considered like fixing the ground. Whereas by garbage, that we're talking about all this type of filth that it's attached to the courtyard and to the street, and it's not normed to clear it out. So that would be considered when you're taking it as if you're fixing the chatz and the chayv akapon. That's what he said. You shouldn't hire a non-Jew to do these jobs. That even though it's done by kablonis, he doesn't have to come specifically on Shabbos, but people are not going to know. So again, that's really what the sif is. It's the maris ayin bard of the Amir la'akam. Condition number 10, which we said the achreinim are masig on the Mogen Avraham, who wants to say why it's permitted for a community to have a non-Jew do a malacha, when achayshed them that they did Amir la'akam. So explaining these achreinim, the Al-Yab writes that to the contrary, but Yisad Rabbanan, that we are concerned to suspect, even by a community, by Rabbim, because it's light in their eyes to be even Yisad Rabbanan, and stuff can be Yisad Reis, that Rambam brings in Yardaya, Kof Me'malath, they were not concerned to be suspecting of a Rabbim. Our Sha'am adds on, the name of the Chuvis Mari, that regarding building of a shul, you have to be concerned that maybe people are going to say, that for the purpose of the mitzvah of building a shul, they're being over on the Issa, and they're going to come to suspect him that they're being over on the very B'shegi. Now, and what's with the opinion of Magen Avraham, who holds that by a rabbim it's mutter? So Chuvis Nei Behuda explains it to the contrary. The more that the Issa is severe, that's when you have to be more concerned for a chashad, as brought in Teis Rosh Hashanah. And since they permitted by rabbim, even Issa Dereisa, for sure they permitted also over here, where the whole Amir La'akam is only Issa Rabbanan. Now, if someone lives in a city that the majority are non-Jews, and you have the city workers that they clear away the garbage in Shabbos, so Chuvis Mechaz Yitzchak writes that in a place where they have a minig that's permitted, you allow it on them schus, that even if they clear away the garbage from someone's own chatzer, and this is what they do by every individual, however, that's considered by like a rabbim, and therefore there's no chashat. And even though that the city takes taxes for this, however, it's not any less than kablanis, because since they could do it on whichever day they want to, and also it's only Issa Drabbanan, because in our time there's no Rishus Ram Dereisa, and all the other malachas that are done by them by when they clean the garbage, we don't really care. They're doing it on their own opinion, because since for the Jews who live over there, so it doesn't make a difference, they should do it specifically like this. So therefore, there's no Chil Hashem in letting them take our garbage. He adds on that this had to.
When we're the minority?
Yeah, that could be, because when we're the majority, then you have the problem of those places come to hold that there is a concern of it looks like we're asking them to come on Shabbos, and that would be a problem. Well, I don't know if it would be usher, but that he's talking about the Irsha Ruben Nachum. That's what that truva is, you know. Yeah, and where you have more of a heter. He adds on that this heter is whether according to the Magen Avraham that by a rabbin there's no chashad, whether those who disagree in them, because since it's known that the city does this, so it's no, it's, I mean, that's really, you have that svara even if the majority are Jews, because it's a city thing, so it doesn't apply really chashad. And also since it's not shaykh in any other way, so that's really considered like a grav shel rei, which is when you have something disgusting and filthing. But oh, this old Malam Tzchus on the place that has, that already has that noig that they're matir. But if not, he says that actually that it should be aser, because of the basic halacha that you're not allowed to have a non-Jew do something that's, well, again, that's not our garbage. It's not like garbage cans, but it could be. But he's talking about where they're clearing out the courtyard or whatever. Anything that's mechuber, anything that's karka, we say that we have the marasayim. Chuvas Mechazitza concludes over there that in such a situation, it's appropriate to take out from before Shabbos the garbage cans to outside of the chatzeres of the Yehudim to the Rechayv, to the street. And as the Morgan Rebbe writes, because fixing of the Rechayv is not considered on the Jew's name. Moreover, the garbage is hefker. As brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, Rishon Beis is permitted to sell to a non-Jew like right before Shabbos if the non-Jew takes it out from the opening of that Jew's house from when it's still daytime. So again, by us, when we have the garbage on the street, we have a lot of different heterim, why it's not a problem about that a non-Jew is doing a malacha for you, even though it's by your house, so to speak, on Shabbos. Condition number 11, that the Magen Avraham agree that one should not build let the non-Jews continue building a shul on Shabbos, even though it's bekablanis, even though they're really doing it for their own convenience, because the Chil Hashem. So this reasoning, Magen Avraham writes, applies more regarding the building of the shul, but regarding fixing the street when they clear out the garbage, that's not really called so much on the Jews' names. So even though it's by the Jewish people, it would be actually more of a concern by a shul. Now, sheichetim, that they go out to shecht in chutz la'aretz, and they by or even like meaning we have they go out to some non-Jewish town, as shechtim oftentimes do. They have to be near the cows, and there's no yishuv Yisrael over there. There's no Jewish community. So Jewish Levi writes that they're not allowed to do malacha b'fahesia on the Yom Tov Sheni of Golias because of Chil Hashem. Because since such a thing is susceptible to get publicized for Jews who live in that country, so it would be a zilzal, a very severe disgrace of Yom Tov Sheni. And also, you have to be concerned that maybe non-Jews are going to say that they know that Yom Tov Sheni, that it's the second day of the Jewish holiday, that the Jewish people will be mezalzal on their holy day, and therefore it's Chil Hashem. They're just bringing this over here because it's similar to this idea that we're saying that you have to be concerned for Chil Hashem, because, like you said, if the non-Jews they don't let their on their holidays for anyone to do any work in public, so too the Jewish people have to be concerned not to let non-Jews do work on their holidays, similar to type of idea of Chil Hashem.